This is how I reshare Instagram stories, especially when people mention me. I like to reshare it to thank them and further, promote whatever it is they shared of mine. So let me go to the Instagram app and I will show you. I just got some, and there's Sean. Yay. So let me go to the notifications. I'm gonna click notifications on the heart symbol on the top right. Okay, now I'm in notifications. And it says mentions, 10 stories mention you, right? And so that's where I usually go to reshare stories because, of course, I want to prioritize resharing the stories of people who are mentioning me and promoting whatever I'm doing here. So I'm going to click on it where it says 10 stories mentioned you. And you could try this on your own. Now, if you haven't gotten any mentions yet, you could just keep building your Instagram audience. You will be getting mentions at some point, hopefully soon. So I'm going to click 10 stories mentioned you. I'm going to click on that circle there. And basically, I'm going to pause right now and just show you. Here's what is it? Compa, comp, comp, compas, compash content. Okay, one story, second story, third. Oh, basically, compash content shared my entire slideshow, and thank you. And I usually, yeah, that's it. That was one person who shared my carousel post from today. And what I usually do is I usually go to their profile and look at who they are. If they've been sharing my stuff, commenting on my stuff, I usually follow them back to just kind of appreciate them and have a chance to see them in my feed. And if this person is someone who I think my audience might be interested to learn about, then I'm much more likely to share their stories. And if I, by the way, if I can't find that the fact that they mentioned me for some reason, like it's remember, this is my notification. It says 10 stories mention you. When I go away, let's say I quit my Instagram, okay? I quit my Instagram. If I go back, maybe it's still there, but sometimes it's gone already. Let's see. Okay, it's still there. It says now it says 4 stories mentioned. You see, they've already removed 6 of them. So to find it again, I usually go to my direct messages. So I click on my direct messages, that circle, that's a 6, however many direct messages I have. I click on the direct messages, DMs. And what happens is it's usually either in general or in requests. Okay, message requests, sorry, request is on the top, on the right side. If I'm not following someone yet, right? They're following me, I'm not following them. Sometimes they're mentions of me and their direct messages to me end up in the request area. So I sometimes check that. All right. And sometimes it's even in hidden requests, which are unfortunately when people have clicked spam or like block or hide someone, a lot of their DMs end up in the hidden request area. So let's hope yours doesn't, right? But in this case, I just you saw me, I just followed Compash content. And so they're probably in general. General is where okay, it's not here. That's interesting. Okay. Sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. To ensure that the story ends up in the DMs, right? In the DMs so that I can easily find it again in the future, the story isn't available. See, it's already gone. See, Instagram is so it's so scarcity based, right? Like they like make things. I'm going to show you again. If I go back to Instagram, now it's probably completely gone. See, it's gone. I can't even see it again. So what you should do next time, right? You should go. I'm going to go and find this person, Compash. Thankfully, we Compash. Whoops, Compash content. Right there it is. Okay. Next time someone mentions you in a story and you want to like make sure you don't miss it. What is this? Oh my God, the pictures. The picture is a little too sexy for me. No. And I'll just say I'll send a DM. You see it? You see at the bottom is a send message. I'll send a message and I'll say thank you so much, thank you so much, or whatever you want to say. Thank you so much. I click send. Okay. Now that I sent the message, now even if Instagram removes it from my notifications, as you've already seen, it's already gone. Right. I can go to my direct messages and again, oh, there it is. It's because I sent the message. It shows up in the primary. It's primary folder for me. Instagram says, well, you sent the message, you started the conversation. So they must be important, I guess, to you, right? When I click on the message I sent to them, you see their story is attached. So it's easy for me to go back there if I want to reshare it, right? In this case, I actually want to show you another one that I promised I would share. That Natasha, thank you. See, she posted something last night, and I messaged her right away to say thank you. I'm going to be resharing this tomorrow, and so it makes it easy for me. I can click on the image right there. It says you replied. You see, it says re-replied to their story. I can click there, and it goes right back to the story that they shared. And Natasha says, "Hey, I'm in this class, right?" And it's helped me even the first few days. And then Natasha also shared this of mine. So I just want to thank Natasha for this. And it's easy for me to reshare this. Actually, you know what? It's so funny. Usually, oftentimes, okay, I'll tell you what. Natasha didn't mention me in this story. All she did was she shared one of my posts. Let me explain. Let's say I went to Natasha's profile, right? And I clicked on the share button, this little underneath her post, right? Beginner's guide, your first counseling session. There's a little like paper airplane icon. Well, it looks like an arrow, but it's actually a paper airplane. If I click on the paper airplane icon next to the heart, the comment icon, and that's a paper airplane. I'm going to click on that. It says I can add to story, right? On the bottom left corner, it says add to story. If I do that, see, it looks like this. I'm not actually manually mentioning her account, but it'll say in her notifications that George mentioned you. I didn't really mention her. I just shared her story. But you see her account username is on the bottom left of her story there. And it Instagram will say that I mentioned her, but I didn't. If I really want to mention her, I actually have to say, you know, I actually have to click on the AA button on the top left, right? On top of the screen, AA button. And I have to do at Natasha. I don't even know. Is it therapy biz? Therapy biz? Therapy biz. Shoot. There it is. Therapy biz mentor, right? There's her picture on the bottom left. If I do that, then that is actually mentioning her, and it makes it easier for her to reshare it as her story. I'll show you what I mean. If I do that, or the other way to mention someone to make it easier for them to reshare is click on the stickers. See the top of the screen, right? There's a little sticker icon next to AA. I click on the sticker icon, and then I can click on the at mention. You see the second option there in the middle? I click on at mention. And at mention, it'll say, hey, which of these people on the bottom do you want to at mention, or do you want to type it yourself? And so I can click on, oh, I can type it. Let's see, I'm going to mention, I don't know. I'm going to mention, let's say I'm going to mention Sean, but he wasn't suggested there. I would type in the love drive, and I have to wait until the love drive shows up as a suggestion. I would click on that, right? Either mentioning it this way or using the text button to mention someone will make it easier for them to reshare it. Okay, I'm gonna not share this one right now, but I'm gonna go back to gonna go back to the thing I wanted to share. So see there, if she had mentioned me, there would be a button on the bottom center that says add to your own story, add to your story. There's no button there because she didn't manually mention me, but I can still reshare this easily to my stories by clicking on the icon on the bottom right. That's the paper airplane icon. So I'm going to go and click on that. And you see on the bottom, it says share on the bottom left, right? I'm going to click share. I'm really, really hoping this allows me to share to my stories. Oh man. Okay. See, this is a problem. Okay. So quick share is not what you think it is. Quick share is like, whoops, let me move my Zoom thing. Quick share is about sharing it with people. I think people nearby devices, something like that. So you see, I can't share this. I can't add this to my story. I click on the three dots on the top. Three dots on the top, there's no way to add this to my stories easily. If I click on the paper airplane icon, like I said, I can share it to individuals. I can share it with the Love Drive individually, or Shika individually, or Heart of Biz individually by clicking these buttons, right? I can share it with them, send separately as a DM, but that's kind of weird. I mean, right? It's like, but I want to share it to all of my followers. I can't do that because at the bottom, there's no option for that. I can keep scrolling and there's no option. There's a share link. And the share link is really weird because it's like, do I want to share it on Telegram or on private, on WhatsApp or Gmail? Like, there's no and I can copy the link, which is weird because how do I share a link on a story unless I create a story that has a, click this link thing, which is, so it's just not, so in other words, again, I want to share this, but I can't. Okay, so Natasha's probably watching this right now and go, "Dope, I should have done that." So in other words, whenever you are sharing someone's stuff, you should go the extra mile and add an at mention about them. And like I said, I want to show this again. View profile. So I'm going to share Natasha's story. She's very generous to share mine. So I'm going to click the paper icon. Airplane icon here, and at the bottom left that says add to story. Okay, and then when I do this, by the way, if I tap the screen, if I tap the screen once, okay, sorry, you can't see my screen. I tap the screen once. You see, a different format comes up. All I did was tap the screen once. Now it shows her account on the top, and it shows the caption of this post on the bottom. I'm going to tap it again once. Okay, and it goes back to this format. So there's two different formats for how you want to share someone's story. Okay, just so you know. If I double tap, is there anything? No, it's just tap, one tap, one tap to toggle these. But I could also zoom in. I can also pinch using my fingers, click on it. I can tap the screen like this, and I can zoom out if I want to make it bigger, right? If I want to make it bigger or make it smaller for some reason. Or I can move it around. Use my two fingers or use my one finger. Even one finger, I can move it around the screen. Okay, so anyway, I'm going to just center it. I'm going to make it centered. There you go, centered. You can see the lines on the top, and then the lines on the left and right. There's very faint lines. Anyway, I'm going to center it, and I'm going to say, and I can write stuff. I can write stuff before I do the at, therapy, right? And then therapy biz mentor. There's a lot of therapy. Click on it. And then once I click on the suggestion, it's underlined. That means I'm definitely going to be mentioning her. So anyway, I'm gonna write something for real here. Therapy biz mentor. Okay, it's one of the students in my IG course. Great to see her starting to post more content. Go and check out her account. Okay. And then I'm gonna move this a little bit lower just so that it gives it more space, a little bit more spaciousness on the screen. Okay, and then once I'm done, you see the bottom left says your story. And that's how I share a story. Do it like this. Okay, that's it. Now I've shared the story. Let me go back to Compash Biz. See, when I click on the story here, again, there's no add to story on the bottom center. You don't, it's, sorry, it's invisible. 'Cause I wish I could show you something that has an add to story button right now. I'm going to have to wait for someone to mention me again. Then I can see it. But if I click on the paper airplane icon again, there's no way to add it to my story e easily. So what I could do is add a story that says thanks Compash content or something. But now that I've promoted Compash content so much in this segment, I think it's probably good enough for now. Anyway, I hope this is helpful and thank you for watching. Any other tips for sharing, resharing stories from others mentioning you or mentioning others in stories, you can go ahead and comment below. Thanks.